JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, welcome to Monday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Confidence in employment, there's got to be some. There's jobs galore, for goodness sake.
Well, there is, Mike, there is. And last week we spoke about the Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence Report, and likewise we reported that the confidence was there, but there's a few wrinkles. And the Employment Confidence Survey, bit of a partner survey to that, and funnily enough, bit of a similar vibe. So we've got a lift in employment confidence, which, as you say, I suspect would have been expected. But there are these wrinkles as well. So at the headline level, employment confidence rose 4.4 points to 103.9, and notably taking it back to above pre-COVID levels. And this is the theme I've been talking a little bit about, Mike. We've got to move this conversation from away from COVID recovery. We're not recovering from COVID anymore. We're trying to expand upon our pre-COVID levels, things like GDP growth. So let's just look at this data a little bit more deeply. So the headline level was up. Within the employment data, there was a big lift in the present conditions index. So right now, you are dead right. There are jobs out there. Go get them, people. But the current demand for workers is strong. Here's the wrinkle, though. This survey polls both employers and employees. Amongst workers, you get these funny outcomes. Expected earnings growth fell slightly, which just feels counterintuitive, doesn't it? So demand is strong, but workers don't feel confident that will lead to higher earnings. Employment expectations are virtually unchanged. You would have thought people would have expected that there were going to be more jobs, and perceptions about job security have fallen. So the report authors, Westpac, their commentary is that there could be some impact here of this skills mismatch issue that we've got. So you've got strong demand in certain areas, but not necessarily the worker supply in those areas. So you haven't got the skilled workers in those fields. So I think we've got to let this all play out a little bit, actually, Mike, over the next few months and see where it lands. But just at the moment, a couple of wrinkles.
All right, S&P 500, what a week.
Yeah, so shift to the US. So a bit of volatility over the last couple of weeks. Dow Jones and S&P 500 indices, they both finished in the green on Friday night. And if I look at the broader S&P 500 index, last week represented the best weekly percentage gain since February. So the index was up 2.74% in US dollar terms. And that was reverses the losses from the previous week. And this is despite the potential for interest rate rises sooner than we'd expected. And I'll talk a little bit more broadly about this here. I mean, interest rates are a major theme around the world at the moment. There's a really high degree of sensitivity to potential moves, so much so that the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is now talking about tapering monetary policy stimulus. I mean, how absurd is that? So both the Federal Reserve Monetary Policy Committee and the RBNZ, they've indicated that normalisation of interest rates is likely and probably sooner than expected. We talked about a strong move higher in the US dollar. That impacted on the New Zealand dollar, which weakened. That recovered to some degree last week as well. So the New Zealand dollar gained 2%. All of this sort of comes back to a thesis that I have, Mike, and that's financial markets, they will accept and they will tolerate higher interest rates as long as we get there in an orderly fashion,
yeah, exactly.
Not in a chaotic sort of disorderly fashion. It's okay, we can handle higher interest rates. Now, the other thing last week, I think you mentioned it, was this bipartisan agreement on the $953 billion infrastructure package. But, geez, the announcement was a little bit confusing, wasn't it? A lot of confusion over whether the package was or wasn't linked to the broader Democrat spending plan. So it wasn't exactly the PR highlight of the week. But yeah, stronger week for US markets.
Give me some numbers.
I will. The Dow Jones up 237 points on Friday night. 34,433 was close there, 0.7% gain. 4,280 on the S&P 500, up 14. And the NASDAQ, 14,360, fell 9 points. The FTSE 100 up 26, 7,136 was the close. The Nikkei gained 191 points, 29,066. Shanghai Composite gained 41 points, 3,607. The ASX 200 gained 0.45%, closing at 7,308. And the NZX 50 closed at 12,626, up 39.31%. The currencies, Kiwi dollar, 0.7054 against the US, 0.9279 Aussie, 0.5910 euro, 0.5078 pounds, 78.16 yen, gold, $1,781.44. And that strength in the oil market, Mike, just keeps going. Brent crude, $76.18.
All right, mate, we'll catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Welcome to the week, jmowealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher for you.